Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Diva Haunts the House by Krista Davis, narrated by Hilary Huber. 1. Dear Sophie, my neighborhood goes all out for Halloween. I'm planning to use pumpkins, but I'd love for my house to stand out. What can I do to my front door that no one else will have? Not spooky enough. In Spook City, Colorado. Dear Not Spooky, cut bare branches or small dead trees and spray paint them black. Wrap them with strands of orange lights, then arrange them in an arch around your door. They'll be creepy during the day, and when those lights glow in the dark, you'll have a super spooky entrance. Sophie. I balanced on the ladder, aimed my gun, and squeezed the trigger. A gossamer string of wax shot out, creating a creepy cobweb. I cackled with glee. Pointing the gun at the gauzy black curtain covering the front window of the haunted house, I let fine threads fly. In seconds, it looked like no one had cleaned the place in years. A shout upstairs interrupted my fun. It had to be my neighbor, Frank Hart. I stepped off the ladder. Frank? A thud upstairs worried me. Had he fallen? I dashed to the foyer in time to see Frank slam against the built-in bookcase at the top of the stairs and stumble down. Frank, are you okay? What happened? He brushed past me as though I wasn't there, fumbled with the door handle, yanked the front door open, and staggered out to the sidewalk.